Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I now have a craving for this wonderful, totally real, not at all artificial synthetic juice product that I don't know that I've had in a decade. And I just kind of want to pound a little Sunny D.
While you
and don't make that a liner.
Too late.
With Joshua Briscoe.
And I just kind of want to pound little Sonny D.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
If maybe you are among the large number of people who just realized that the bottom of the first inning isn't for you, welcome in to one of my favorite recurring bits that we don't do nearly often enough here on Almost Entirely Sports. And it's honestly because I forget about it sometimes, and then we have other stuff that comes around, and this segment demands a little bit of respect, despite the fact that we do not have any imaging for it. I'm just now realizing, is there music for this? I can never remember if there's music for this. Has there never been music for this?
There was, like, once, I think.
But I think it drowned out the shot clock.
That's probably what happened. Also, a tradition like any other is being sort of confused about how we used to do this bit, because I forget about it, because we don't do it nearly often enough, despite me loving this bit.
I believe I review your topics. You review Beards reviews mine. I think that's how this goes.
And the whole time we're taking shots.
Yeah.
It's shot clock reviews. Here is the way this works. We all have a bank of things that we have done or tried or, I don't know, experienced on some level since the last time we did shot clock reviews. We will review this thing for an NBA shot clock of 24 seconds. You will hear the ticking in the background. Whenever the buzzer goes off, we gotta have an NBA rules meeting right now.
Yeah.
Whenever the buzzer goes off, we need the score. And it's a score out of 10, blank out of 10 every time.
We did say last time you were allowed one offensive rebound, essentially, which is just 14 more seconds. I don't know if we want to do that or not.
One offensive rebound for the entire bank, right?
Yeah. For the entire bank. You get, like, one thing if you're passionate about it. You don't have to use it, just if you want it.
All right, I'm down with that. Fair enough.
We don't have to.
We have to figure out. Because the issue is we got to get all the way to 24 seconds, but not go over.
At the buzzer, you whether you're mid-sentence or not, you stop, you score.
Here's what you got. Is when the buzzer goes,
then you have to give your score.
Ball's in the air at that point. If you've got to finish your sentence or whatever, fine, but you've got to give that score as the buzzer is buzzing. We'll see if we can do that.
We'll see.
And for the best possible representation of how this is supposed to go, we're going to start with Beards McFly's review of the Snyder Cut.
Oh, we're starting there. Okay, cool. I think I originally had given the original Justice League movie a 6 out of 10. I thought it was fine. It didn't do anything offensive. Snyder Cut was a good improvement. the villain was much better in this one. There was some extra backstory. I liked the fact that it was 4 hours because it felt a little more TV showish, which it felt better in that medium. You're going to hear ancient lamentation music anytime Wonder Woman does anything.
Ball's
7
falling.
Out of 10.
There's a new villain in the Snyder Cut?
No, it's just
okay, that's fair.
It's just done better.
I literally not know that. I would like to review the best thing I've watched in a little while, Bo Burnham's new special, Inside. It's up on Netflix right now. I was by no means like a huge Bo Burnham fan. I've seen him do a couple of funny songs, and I respect that. Inside is entirely filmed over the course of the last year and change. Inside his apartment, he does all of the lighting, all of the filming, some of the lighting effects that he ends up doing, the editing and everything, is tremendous. There are very funny parts. There are also incredibly introspective, serious things that will hit you like a ton of bricks. 8.8 out of 10. You should watch it. It's excellent. Rudy Salazar, tell me about WandaVision. Boy, we haven't done this segment in a while.
Yeah, so WandaVision was obviously the first of the Marvel Disney Plus TV shows to come out. They've had other TV shows. It's the first Disney Plus involving one of the main characters, and it was really well done, just in the sense that it was just so different and so unique. And I'm always a big fan of like themes and stuff in TV shows, and just the essentially that theme of dealing with PTSD, essentially, from just losing everybody who you've ever loved. Really good. 8 out of 10.
It's a very serious. Yeah. Very serious landing spot.
It's serious show, though, too.
Yeah. I will go again because I've got a slightly bigger bank. I don't know about you guys, but I've got a slightly bigger bank.
It's not always about the size of your bank, but how you use it.
Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle on Nintendo Switch.
Not using it great.
I am as stunned by this as you are, I promise. I saw a friend of mine was constantly playing it, and it was on sale in the eShop. It is essentially a turn-based strategy game, but it's made by Nintendo, but not by, like, the Mario group of Nintendo. It's got more Rabbids feel than Mario, but it has the polish and simplisticness that you need for a good on top of a good turn-based strategy game. I've loved it. I'm stunned that I've loved it. 8 out of 10. I'm genuinely surprised by that. But it's fun. Let's go back to Beards. WandaVision. Boy, we haven't done this segment in a long time.
I'm trying to remember everything I thought about WandaVision very quickly. I thought it was pretty good. I liked some of the trippiness of it. I thought it was a little too Marvel-fied sometimes.
Weird.
Yeah, I know. Gosh, it was a long time since I remember very little about
just
this.
Just go lay this off the backboard.
Basically, what I wanted to do was use my WandaVision review to talk about how Legion is superior and you should go watch it. Yeah, I'd give it like a 7.5 out of 10.
I'd like to talk about WandaVision. Boy, it's been a long time since we've done this segment. I will say this to the very Marvel-y parts, Beards. I think I liked the show less the more it went on.
Yeah.
Not that it was, like, wearing on me, but my favorite parts, I think, were figuring out what was going on. Mm-hmm. And also some of the genre stuff they were doing the whole way through was excellent. Not to say I didn't like the ending, and I actually think they resolved things pretty well. Some of the later twists were still pretty good. Either the beginning of the show, though, was like an 8 to 9 out of 10. Overall, the entire thing, I'm going to give it a strong 7. Let's go. Hey, Rudy, I think you're the only one of us who has watched The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, Falcon and Winter Soldier, not quite as good, I would say, as WandaVision, but again, another pretty entertaining show. I felt it was really fast watched. The episodes got over way faster than I thought they would, which I always think is a pretty good sign of a pretty entertaining show. And then again, like all the themes of dealing with essentially, you know, racism in their America and PTSD and dealing with the fact that most of these characters were just gone for 5 years and now have to like pick their lives up together. It was a solid 7 out of 10, I'd say.
I'm going to go again. I will talk about the new 21 Pilots album, Scaled in Icy. I'm a pretty big 21 Pilots guy. I have been for a very long time. This album is very much a diversion from the norm, something I'm comfortable with artists doing. It kind of goes 80s synth pop influences. There are a couple of points where I think that goes pretty well. Shy Away is a very good song. I like No Chances and Redecorate, the last two songs in the album. It gets a much darker twist. I like it better after listening to it a few times because I think the story that is told gets much heavier, but I haven't gone back to it as much as I wanted to. I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10.
Man, that was the Kawhi shot where it was bouncing around on the rim.
I'm sorry.
There.
Yeah. I hadn't had to actually put a number on it, and I honestly was more excited about it before it came out than I was after. Yeah. That might be my offensive rebound that I took there as well. I just wanted it to be great. And it's Beard, can you say the F word, please?
It was fine.
That's what it is. Let's go, Beards. Tell me about Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated.
I found this show a few months ago, it is amazing. I love Scooby-Doo. this show does not take itself seriously at all. It's very self-referential. It doesn't care. Fred is my favorite now because all he does is care about traps, and he does not notice that Daphne likes him because all he does is care about traps. It's wonderful. I love it. It is like an 8.5 out of 10 so far.
Can I ask, so is this like
nope.
a new animated
nope.
TV show?
It aired for two seasons from 2010 through 2013.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly
what
my first
the hell
question.
Out of this show, though.
That was my absolute first question there, too, Rudy. That's why I interrupted you for it, because I was like, is this new?
Breaking news.
Oh.
I know. I'm sorry, Beard.
Yeah, this is. I know you got a lot of buttons over there.
Michael Porter Jr.'s back should be good to go for game two. I didn't know he heard it, but apparently it was.
I didn't either.
Oh,
wow.
Boy, that's not a lot. I just, anytime I see an injury report that includes, if it includes Michael Porter Jr., not a big deal. If it includes Michael Porter Jr. back, I just feel my gut just,
Oof. That's terrifying.
Also, they say Will Barnhamstry could return to court. He's not returning. And if he does, it's Anthony Davis returning. Like, we don't... He's done.
And by Anthony Davis returning, you mean...
Will Barn.
Is about... No, but by saying it'll be like Anthony Davis returning?
Yeah, you mean
coming back and then getting absolutely sunned by the Suns.
And just, like, grabbing your groin hamstring area because you're clearly in pain.
Rudy, tell me about the video game Cozy Grove.
Yeah, so, weirdly enough, it's a very cozy game. It is a game that is, it's a little bit like Animal Crossing, a little bit of a kind of daily sim life, except the one thing I like about it, I kind of appreciate it, is they do kind of put a cap on how much you can play in a day. Some of it is, or at least advance the storyline in a day. So some of it's 30 minutes, some of it's an hour. You can play it as much as you want. There's stuff you can do, but as far as advancing the story, you really only get 30 minutes to an hour. Offensive rebound. And basically what you're doing is,
you are
trying to solve the, you're on an island full of a bunch of bear ghosts
and
their spirits. And you're basically trying to resolve them and help them come to terms with their death and life and grief. And it's just very pleasant. It is, I would say, a 7.5 to 8 out of 10.
So here's my new idea. Here's my new suggestion mid-segment. Rudy and I have already blown it for us. So beers, you can keep this for yourself if you want.
Okay.
Our one that we get to break the glass for is a brick shot recovered by the defense. They gain full possession.
Oh, we
get wrestle
back.
The ball so back away.
So we get the full 24.
Second shot clock.
I feel like that's easy because we obviously don't have a 14 second shot clock for Beers to play.
That's right.
And that way he can just click on the 24 second.
That works.
You can
that's
just loop
smart.
It.
Yeah.
All right, there's the thing. I played a little bit of Cozy Grove, and I enjoyed it.
It's just a very pleasant game to pick up for 30 minutes to an hour every day, two, three. Like, I haven't played it in a week, and I feel fine with it.
Definitely two full shot clocks. I'd like to talk about the Stardew Valley expansion.
Ooh.
It's been out for a little while. It's been out even on Switch, which is where I play it, for
really
a little while still. Stardew is great. This basically takes another game and drops it on top of Stardew Valley. Like, it is really an expansion pack. It is a full DLC for another branch of the game. I have found myself running into a couple of the tougher parts of it, which isn't what I really play Stardew Valley for, but it was an excuse to play more Stardew again, and I've played it non-obsessively, but very much enjoyed it. The expansion itself, 8 out of 10.
Can I add one quick thing? Everybody just go find a YouTube video of just the opening, like, minute. And that letter that essentially you read from your grandpa is no video game has ever hit me like that letter did.
Yeah. The opening Stardew has a little bit of maybe some opening scene from Up vibes maybe a little bit, but it's in a video game. It's a great game, man. I love it. Somebody in the Hawks Sixers game is standing at half court or standing up from their seat on the sideline facing the rest of the fans holding up a 76ers towel. I thought he was going to do something. I thought it was going to be profane or that he was about to run on the court or something. Or maybe he was blocking something from view very poorly, and then the camera just cut away. I just sort of thought maybe something was going to happen there, and I was wrong. Beards, I would like your review of, what is Banshee?
Banshee is a show that came out a few years ago. It's on HBO right now. It's about this guy that he a criminal that gets out of jail, and he ends up...
I've seen the show!
He ends up impersonating a sheriff in a small town. So, like, he's dealing with the local criminality while also dealing with people in his past. It's pretty good! I've only seen the first season so far. The acting's good. Story's pretty good. It suffers sometimes from Jason Bourne shaky cam, which is not my favorite, but it's not as bad as some of the Jason Bourne shaky cam stuff. First season, pretty good. 8 out of 10.
I watched.
I'm still watching.
I watched the show live. It was a...
How does it end?
It was a Cinemax original show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So I saw the show
live
as it happened. It's a good, entertaining show.
The main the guy that plays Homelander in
Hit it again.
The
You're Boys. This offensive rear.
No. This isn't my offensive rear.
You're still talking, Beard.
The guy that plays Homelander the Boys is the main character of this show. That was all.
What?
Yeah.
What did you? I didn't know
the guy,
you spoke that in cursive.
The guy that plays Homelander in the Boys TV show is the main character of this show.
I just pulled
the
it
show
up. Is Homelander Dirty Captain America, essentially?
He's bad Superman.
Are you talking about the show Homeland?
No, he's talking about from The Boys, the superhero show. Apparently there's a character named Homelander.
Yes.
But neither of us have seen the show.
It's excellent. You should watch it. It's on Amazon.
I think The Boys is a movie.
No.
What? No, The Boys is an Amazon original series about superheroes. Not to be confused with Beards' other favorite TV show, which is Legion.
Is that the one that Netflix just canceled?
No.
Gotcha.
Which one?
What are you talking about?
Jupiter Legacy. It's Netflix's Netflix original superhero show that they canceled it after right after one season.
No, The Boys is awesome and everybody loves it.
Sounds like it. Sounds like all the boys love it.
British baking show. God, this show is so good. If you like any sort of the baking competition shows or cooking competition shows, something like Chopped maybe, but you think, I just wish everybody wasn't such a bleep hole all the time, just watch this. Girlfriend Renee and I have gotten to a point where we've gotten through a significant number of seasons of this show. We're just like, hey, do you want to like watch anything important or do you want to just enjoy some British people making really good baked goods and then being judged relatively kindly on them with some extra tension? It's so good. 9 out of 10.
It doesn't sound like British. Like maybe I'm just thinking of Simon Cowell, right? I'm just thinking all British people are like Simon Cowell. But
right.
It doesn't feel like a British
Paul
show.
Hollywood is very much not Simon Cowell here. It's just such a good show. It's just excellent. Rudy, tell me about the PS5 launch game, Astro's Playroom.
Yeah, so it's actually been a while since I've had a chance to play my PlayStation 5, which is it's just a life problem. But when I finally got a chance to like, sit down and play it, I wanted to go through, I have a couple games, but I wanted to go through the actual, the launch game, Astro's Playroom, which is kind of like an homage to the PlayStation's history, and it's got a bunch of like little souvenirs. It shows you how to like really use the controller, and obviously everything that the PlayStation 5 can do in a very easy, simple game that takes like 3 hours to beat. It's enjoyable. It's a nice homage to the history of Sony PlayStation. It's a solid 7 out of 10.
Can I get you to go back to back? Because I very much want to know how you feel about the PS5 controller.
Yeah, so it is obviously like it feels better than any PlayStation controller has felt as far as the ergonomical. It is much more like the like essentially like an Xbox controller now in that degree. The thing that's different, though, is it has... trigger resistance. Yes, haptic. Yes, to where like so in some of the games, not every game utilizes this fully. You pull halfway down and does one feature. You pull all the way down and does another feature. It is a good controller. 8 out of 10.
Beards, tell me about the Mighty Ducks Game Changers.
I loved the Mighty Ducks when I was a kid. I was very excited for the show. It starts off pretty strong. It has some of the good nostalgia stuff, but then as it goes on, it has like too much nostalgia sometimes. I rewatched the Mighty Ducks movies recently as well, and I noticed there's less hockey in this, and it's more just like hockey montage with stuff going on around it. It also, listen, the original Mighty Ducks, it did not play. I'm using my offensive rebound here.
Hold on, I got the ball.
Oh,
it's my ball now. Here you go.
Listen, the original Mighty Ducks movies did not follow the rules of hockey exactly right down the nose all the time, and we understood that, and we still liked it. Sometimes in this show, they do some really dumb stuff. Also, I love the fact that Gordon Bombay's in this. I just don't like his role in this, and I wish it had been Charlie Conway character in that role instead. But anyway, 6.5 out of 10. It's pretty solid.
I would like to talk about Mario Kart 8 on the Switch. I just didn't buy this game until really recently, and between it and Mario Rabbids Kingdom Battle and a little bit of Stardew...
A lot of Mario.
That's pretty much all that I've played. I really wish that there was some sort of RPG or like story mode element at all. Mm-hmm. They just throw you in, you can do all the races, all of the characters are unlocked, it seems, and you just can start playing the cups. I think they could have done a little more there, but the actual driving gameplay is excellent. 7.5 out of 10. I don't know. You know what? Mario Kart 8 out of 10. I feel like they earned it. But there's room for it to be a little more than it is. Rudy, tell me about Pokemon Snap on the Switch.
Yeah, so there is a lot more to this game than the original Pokemon Snap. And actually, I should have pointed out that it's new Pokemon Snap. That's my fault for not just writing down Pokemon Snap. It's new Pokemon
it's
Snap.
New
but it is a beautiful game. It's not necessarily overly complicated, obviously. You just take photos. You're trying to get the best photos you can. But it's just the visuals of it. It's so beautiful. And like when you go through a level and you see a Pokemon for the first time, like interacting, like living in its environment, it's just such an aesthetically pleasing game. It is a good 8 out of 10.
Beards, tell me about Mass Effect, a game that came out in 2007.
Oh, wait, hang on. So I got to stop this real quick. Quick disclaimer, I played the originals for preparation to play the remaster that they did.
Yeah.
I haven't played the remaster yet, so this is the original.
Legacy.
This is the original one.
This is not the remaster.
This is not the remaster.
This is not Mass Effect Legacy, which is a remastered of all the Mass Effect.
Which is important.
I just read what you wrote down.
That's fine.
Could have written down Mass Effect, the game that came out in 2007, not the remake, Mass Effect Legacy.
I didn't want to put it down that long in our Google Doc, but anyway.
If you guys really want to ever just throw a curveball at me, you could just have an incredibly long description that maybe even includes part of your review. That's there for the take in the future. Beards, can I please now hear about Mass Effect? Not the remake, but in fact the game that came out in 2007 that you replayed recently.
I'm going to do something that I do better than anybody, and I'm going to compare something to the NBA. Mass Effect 1 is the 2015 Cavs team that made it to the finals, and the only reason they were in that series was because LeBron was that good. The story is LeBron James in this scenario. It is excellent. It's really good. The rest of the roster is the gameplay. It's old. It was old when it came out and the first time I played it 10 years ago. 7 out of 10.
So
that's going to be controversial.
It's a great analogy, and the self-confidence in that analogy was genuinely stunning. It's the most confident I've ever seen you about anything.
Oh, thank you.
So you replayed an old game.
Yes.
In preparation of replaying an old game,
yes.
But just a remastered version of the old game.
Yes. It's been a while since I played them. I want to play them again.
And his criticism was that it's old.
But you can play them again.
Yeah, why don't you play the remastered?
Remastered.
It wasn't out at the time.
But I just mean it is now.
I know, but I haven't bought it yet.
I think that's, given how long it's been since we've done Shot Clock reviews,
yeah, it's just,
I'm going to give you that one.
I guess, and this is just a me thing, where I personally have been like, I'm not going to replay these games because the new, better version of these games is coming out. I'll just wait till that comes out.
But then I'm going to do a different playthrough with different stuff.
I would like to give a review. I think I may have actually talked about Monty Python and The Life of Brian already. I'm not sure, but I also would like to talk about Monty Python and The Holy Grail. I'm going to talk about both of those two together. I watched The Life of Brian because I didn't like it very much.
I know, you told me.
Okay. Monty Python and the Holy Grail was excellent. It was everything that I expected it to be. Life of Brian, for some reason, man, it just didn't hit. It just didn't hit me, like, at all. And I honestly, this isn't even a review. It's just me being sort of publicly ashamed and publicly confused. Well, that Life of Brian, for me, was like a 4 out of 10. Holy Grail was like a 7 out of 10.
Ooh.
8 out of 10? Mario Kart, 8 out of 10.
On both of those.
I've never
seen any Monty Python.
How dare you?
It's not really my thing.
Rudy, could I please get a review of the Office Superfan episodes?
Yeah, so they've started releasing the full seasons. They did the full season time of the Superfan episodes. Basically, what those are just obviously re-releases of the episodes, but with extended cuts, scenes are longer, scenes that were just flat out, new scenes that were cut but never made it in. But it is fun rewatching like a show, obviously, that I've rewatched a million times, but then seeing like scenes be extended and seeing what clearly the original run of the scene was, what the intendedness of the scene was. It is a good 7 out of 10.
Like with the additional context.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, cool. It's not life-changing by any means. You're not necessarily missing out on the greatest thing ever, but like it's entertaining.
I'm just going to tell you guys, I'm taking the late seasons of Arrested Development off the Google Doc because I straight up cannot remember anything that I thought I wanted to say about them.
That's fine.
A little disappointing. That's my guess.
I mean, they definitely weren't very good for the most part, and then I think it kind of got back together late. I'm also not sure if we actually finished the series or not.
I still can't get past 4, so.
Yeah, I think that's the one that is
not a real
rough
fan of Beards.
Yeah.
Beards, please tell me about Mass Effect 2, a game that came out in 2010.
Not Mass Effect
so
Legacy.
So every complaint I had about the first one, they went, okay, and then fixed all of it. It's so much better in every aspect. Story is still excellent, of course. There are extra companions, and they're all great. The gameplay is so much better. It still feels good now. It is an excellent, excellent game. I love it to death. And you know what? It's a 10 out of 10 game.
Whoa!
You heard me. All the DLC is also excellent. There's one that I don't care about, and we don't talk about it.
Well, it can't be a 10 out of 10.
The game itself, though, is excellent. DLC is just extra stuff.
I mean, DLC is the game.
Point of order question.
Yes.
So, what were you working up to play?
Legacy.
Which is all three of them remastered.
But you haven't played that yet.
No.
Legacy is all three of them remastered?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So okay.
I replayed the entire series because I wanted to replay the entire series.
As of right now, I have no reason to believe that you played Mass Effect 3, Beards. I have no reason to expect that at this moment. Rudy, can I please get a shot clock review of Avs Golden Knights Game 5?
Yeah, it'd be a lot better. I thought it looked like we had a great shot to go. We're winning 1-0. Avs up 1-0. It's just they had a great look to make this 2-0, and I'm just very worried about, like, the Golden Knights have just played much better than the Avs have, really, in Games 2, 3, and 4. Avs are outplaying the Golden Knights, though, today, which has me feeling good. But I need a multi-goal lead before I'm going to feel that comfortable. But, hey, Avs in 6. We're going to beat the Lightning in the finals. Here we go. 9 out of 10.
I would like to talk about Ant-Man, the first one. I watched this for the first time sometime after our last shot clock review, I think.
You got there.
I eventually got there. I had seen Ant-Man and the Wasp, but honestly, I did not enjoy that movie very much. So my hopes for Ant-Man, the original, were a little bit lower. It's really good.
Thank you.
It does everything that it sort of set out to do. I really enjoyed it. It was one of the first superhero movies in a while where I've been a little surprised by how much I just sort of enjoyed the ride along. I'm going to give it a strong 7.5 out of 10. I enjoyed it.
I think that movie gets too much hate. Like, it's definitely...
The first one does, you think?
Yeah, because it's definitely, like, lower scale, obviously, of Marvel movies in whole because they're just some really good movies.
Well, it's also because he's an ant.
But it's not a bad movie.
Sorry, Beard. The one that I watched, she got bit by an ant and then turned into an ant. Did I watch the wrong one?
You watched Man Ant?
I must have watched Man Ant. I knew I shouldn't have been trying to download it from those sketchy internet websites.
Paul Giamatti.
Beards, yeah. Give me... What? Was Paul Giamatti's involvement?
I was just... He's Man Ant.
Excellent. I watched something...
Like, the name was funny.
I watched something with Paul Giamatti recently that I'm not going to explain right now, but is...
It was a Billions.
No.
Good TV show.
Let's go...
Yes.
Beard?
Yeah. Yeah. That's me.
I'm going to go again.
Oh.
Nope.
That's not me.
Let's go, Beards.
Oh, okay.
Rudy. Nikola Jokic winning MVP.
That's not me.
This is what everybody throughout the year, there was just constantly people trying to be like, hey, this is why Embiid should be the MVP. This is why Chris Paul should be. And just constantly naming other people. When nobody just wanted to accept and admit the player who is the best from start to finish, who is there for every game, who's just been great. Nikola Jokic. And MVP voting showed it. He won in a bleeping landslide. I don't care about shot clock timers. 10 out of 10.
Turnover
with that MVP award, though.
Much like Nikola Jokic, Beards, Rudy really just makes all of his money getting pretty cheap and easy offensive rebounds and laying it back in.
They may look cheap and easy because he just dominated the offensive glass.
He's definitely
not. Positioning.
I watched the game last night, and I did not see him dominating at all.
Well, listen, when you take up the whole
dominate,
when you take up the whole circle underneath the basket,
I want to retort.
Taking up the whole circle.
But he was good.
Taking up the whole circle under the basket is a very funny visual.
Thank you.
He was good. Aiden was good. Aiden was really, really good. And I'm terrified of Mikal Bridges. I have nightmares of Mikal Bridges, and it's weird.
It is actually weird.
I was legitimately more scared when Mikal Bridges had the basketball than I was with Chris Paul, at least until the fourth quarter. It's good to know that in that third quarter break, you know, at the end of the third quarter, Chris Paul got healthy.
He got horse steroid shot in that shoulder.
It is weird that was the timing of it all. I thought it might be in between games, but no, it was just in between the third and fourth quarter. Chris Paul got healthy. I'm terrified of Mikal Bridges, man. And I want the Nuggets to give him the Supermax. I want the Nuggets to trade for Mikal Bridges.
He's gonna
and be like, here's $300 million.
I would like to talk about the remastered Spyro trilogy. This actually came out a long time ago. I played it relatively recently before I found the ever-loving arms of Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle. And I replayed the first game. It was a franchise. It was one of my first forays into the video game world.
Yeah.
And so the nostalgia of it was very real, and the gameplay was pretty fun. I had a good day of I just played it for like 2 hours on a Saturday or something. And I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I also haven't dipped back into it. I think it's a good nostalgia trip, but I'm not sure it's ever going to really hook me for an extended period of time. So I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. All of our reviews are relatively high, but it makes sense when you think about that. We don't review that many things we don't like.
We generally
want to
talk about...
Do you want me to review something that I don't like? I can... pull that out real quick.
Yeah, I mean, if you got something.
Is it on the Google Doc?
It wasn't, no.
Okay, yeah, I think we should do that more often. Yes, yeah. Beards. Beards, review the thing that you didn't like very much.
So, Rebecca is a big horror movie fan, and she's been watching the Conjuring
movie. Hey, cut the, real quick. Just, you can restart your clock in a second. Yeah. Sorry, I just...
Yeah.
You guys, when are you guys getting married?
End of the month.
This is a really bad time for you to give your fiance a 2 out of 10 review. I just want to tell you right now, as your friend,
she's safe.
As your friend, I just want to make sure that right now you're not about to do a shot clock review of your fiance.
She doesn't listen. It's okay.
Oh, I can't wait to shot clock review Beard's wedding.
Oh my God, we're gonna get the shot clock review Beard's wedding.
Oh,
I'm writing it down right now because we're probably not gonna do shot clock reviews until then. But I am making a note.
I'm making the note that I'm shot clock reviewing his wedding and the reception.
I mean,
like, there's multiple.
Here's the thing.
There. And the beards, you can do those two plus the honeymoon.
Okay, so.
It'd be weird if we shot clock reviewed his honeymoon, because I assume we won't be there.
I think the most important thing there is that you think the beards can get that down in 24 seconds.
Funny.
Mark it, beards. Mark it, you coward. That deserves to be a liner. And you know it. You know that deserves to be a liner.
It has been marked.
Are you going straight to, like, honeymoon / vacation immediately after the wedding?
We leave the next day, yeah.
Okay, so you're not going to be back. I'm looking at the calendar.
He's not
going
to be back until, like, July 3rd, I think. Or
I got
July
you.
4th,
I got the 7th?
The 7th, yeah.
I think that's about right.
I've got it down in a Google
calendar. It's like a Wednesday.
We might, Beards, shortly after your wedding. And this is so intrusive. This is so intrusive, and I am so mad at myself for even saying this. But we're going to have to call you for a brief conversation at some point.
Okay.
I want you to pick as convenient a time for you as possible, because I don't want to end up anywhere we're not supposed to be. But I am warning you for that. Sorry. Okay. Tangent deserved. Beard's shot clock review of something you don't like very much.
So, Rebecca's a big horror movie fan. She's been watching the Conjuring movies recently to get up for the next one or whatever. And so one of the ones was Annabelle Comes Home. Now, I am not a horror movie fan.
Nope.
I was sitting on the couch next to her playing Shadow of War, Shadow of Mordor, while doing this. So I was watching out of the corner of my eye. Man, that was a dumb movie. Babysitter's friend was a real moron. Like a real moron.
Rebound it. Just give yourself. Just give it again.
Keep it going.
Doing everything she wasn't supposed to do, and being told obvious things. Hey, don't go into the basement where all the creepy possessed things are, and let anything out. And what does she do? Okay, I'm going to go down to the basement where all the creepy possessed things are, and let things out. And then it's just like an hour and a half of screaming, and it's really slow, and it was dumb, and it was like a 4 out of 10. Maybe a 3 out of 10.
Do you know what I would do if someone said, great. Don't go into the basement where all the possessed things are?
I wouldn't be doing that.
I wouldn't.
I think I'd go into the basement.
Yeah! Don't ever take me anywhere haunted with you, Rudy. I don't want to be there.
It's a dumb movie.
I've got... So, Beards, you got one more.
Yep.
Rudy, you got...
Yes, I have one more.
Yeah. I got one more. Okay, I'm gonna go this direction.
What else does Beards have?
It's down there. I'm going to give you one more. I'm going to give you a shot clock review of the TV show New Girl. I'm rewatching it. The first time that I watched it, I was in a very fragile place for a summer. I think it might have been my freshman of college summer. And
yeah.
Someone was like, you should watch New Girl. And I was like, I don't know. And I watched the pilot, and the whole series was over 3 weeks later. Actually, it wasn't over because it was still airing at the time. But everything that was on, like, Netflix, I went and found the rest of the series somewhere else. On a rewatch now with girlfriend Renee, show still kicks ass.
Yeah.
Such a good show.
So good.
Especially if you're, like, playing a video game in handheld mode or whatever. That ball is still hanging in the air. 9 out of 10 if you're watching it casually. 7.5 out of 10 if you're watching it intently. I've only been watching it casually. Perfect background show. Perfect. Beards.
Yes.
I would like a review from you.
Okay.
Of Mass Effect 3, a game that came out in 2012.
Is this Legacy?
It is not. So, I don't know who needs to hear this out there, but I know that they're out there. Do not let the last 5 minutes of this game ruin the rest of it for you.
Oh, boof.
It is a damn masterpiece up until that point. Combat and gameplay is better than any of the other ones that's been. Story is still excellent. The atmosphere is incredible. DLC is excellent. It is just that last 5 minutes that's still, it's not great, but don't let it ruin the rest of it for you. It's a 9.5 out of 10.
the last 5 minutes blow it for people? That stinks.
I've never played the game, but that might be the only like positive things I've ever heard about Mass Effect 3.
Really?
I've never heard anything good about Mass Effect
3. No. Everybody, basically everybody
I've never
everybody
heard anything
agrees.
Good about the entirety. Let me put this out. I've only heard like maybe 5 people talk about Mass Effect 3, mm-hmm. and you're one of them. So it's not like it's a big group of people. I just, in that very small group, you're the first person to say something good about
it. The general consensus is the ending was not good, and the rest of the game is incredible, is the way I would put it. The ending was not great. They ended up, when it came out originally, the backlash mm-hmm. was so bad to the original ending that they actually redid part of it and put it out as a free DLC.
Jeez, yeah. No kidding. IGN gave it 9.5 out of 10. Metacritic has it like an 89%. I don't have a dog in this fight.
If I could curse.
User score says 6 out of 10 out of 6,904 reviews. Nice.
Right, like I said. Do not let the last 5 minutes ruin it for you.
Or,
it is unbelievably good.
I kind of want to know what the ending is.
Want the ending to ruin it for me to a degree just because like I just want that experience. I want to feel that anger.
Like, it's not that bad. There were people that were more upset because there are going to be people that are more upset, but it was just... The giant, ever-lingering question kind of got answered in a way that people didn't like it.
Question
is basically what happened.
Don't spoil it for anybody.
Yeah. I think I got something mixed up. Mass Effect 3 and Mass Effect Andromeda are 2 different games, correct?
Yes.
Okay, it's Andromeda that I... What I was talking about was Andromeda, not...
Did you play Mass Effect Andromeda, Beards?
I did.
What year did that come out?
2017?
Beards, it turns out you got one more review for Mass Effect Andromeda, a game that came out in 2017.
I take back everything I said about Mass Effect 3.
Okay.
After playing Mass Effect 1 through 3 again, I started playing up that one again. It's not as that bad. It has its issues. It's a very different game tonally than the other ones are. Combat is excellent, though. The story's still a little rough. It's a little bloated in some parts. Some of the issues they fixed, like some of the facial animations were really bad when it came out, and they fixed that. It's not like screaming, grab your torches and pitchforks bad like everybody wants to make it out to be. It's like a 7 out of 10.
It is 9:38. Rudy, take us home here. I would like your shot clock review, please, of Country Club Bathrooms.
Yeah, so I've only ever really seen one Country Club bathroom before, and that is the Loch Lloyd Country Club. I've been out there for the last 5 years for a golf tournament, and Josh was out there with me yesterday for the first time. It is an experience. It is. They got hairspray. They got sunblock. They got mouthwash. They got deodorant. Like, anything you need, you're just feeling a little uncomfortable, Country Club Bathrooms got it. Even if you're not a golfer, if you ever had the chance just to sign up for a country club just to, like, hang out in the bathroom and the other, you know, amenities I imagine are also very good at country
club. Saloon doors. Old-fashioned
saloon doors. Like, you don't need to golf. Just go hang out at country clubs.
Just in the bathrooms.
Yeah, just in the bathrooms.
Just sit there. Just hang out.
And here's the thing.
Strike up casual conversations.
On the opposite side of the saloon doors, there were just a table and seats and a TV. So you can just technically hang out in the bathroom. On the other side of the saloon doors.
I did use the free mouthwash after the show. Just felt like a nice little refresher. Gave me a nice little jolt of well-breathed energy for the rest of the day. If anyone from Loch Lloyd is listening.
Yeah. 9 out of 10.
I did use your mouthwash. Thank you, Rudy. Respect the construct.
Sorry.
We'll take a break. Probably a little bit longer of one than normal. We also gave you a long segment of Shot Clock reviews, so don't you start complaining. Support for Almost Entirely Sports is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. They obsess over their technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. And Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Here's what we can do for you. We have an exclusive offer for listeners to Almost Entirely Sports. It's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALMOST on any order at manscaped.com. It's an incredible deal for an incredible product. Listen, over the course of our future, maybe we'll get into more or less detail whenever talking about our experience with Manscaped, but I can tell you firsthand, they hooked us up. They sent out a box for me and Beards and Rudy, and apparently Beards this whole time was a Manscaped user and never told us, which has just
really brought on more questions than answers at this point, but I have now used the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0, and everything in their Perfect Package 3.0 is absolutely unbelievable. Everything the ads say have been 100% true. It truly is a best-in-class grooming experience. Plus, if you do go get their Perfect Package, they'll also give you a pair of high-performance Manscaped boxer briefs that are incredible and will keep everything feeling fresh all day long, and a travel shed bag to put all your grooming goodies inside of. Also, the bag is incredible. I promise you, this is something that all of us were so excited to get and have been so impressed by whenever we did the unboxing on the show, whenever it got here to the station. Everybody at Manscaped has been great. The product is impeccable, and I'm really, really excited about being able to bring you a deal for 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST at manscaped.com. You can support the show and get a great product from Manscaped, really supporting yourself, if you know what I mean. There's a lot of double entendres throughout this read. I don't know if you caught that or not. You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code ALMOST. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Listen, as much as Beards is afraid of getting in trouble around anything political, Beards also was almost like a history teacher, so we might have gotten a little something out of him there.
True. God, could you imagine Beards teaching kids?
That's why I didn't do it.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
That commercial break was so long that I forgot what Beard said might be a topic whenever we got back.
Avs are up 2-0.
Beards, I think it was something Mass Effect related. We don't have to keep doing Mass Effect. I'm just scrolling on the website now thinking that I'm a little bit tempted, but now that I have fully had explained to me what the... It's not Legacy, it's Legendary Edition.
There we go.
Now that Legendary Edition's on my radar,
get it.
I'm sort of tempted.
Get it.
Try out the Legacy
they're short.
Edition.
They're reasonably short games.
I'll get it when they put it on Switch.
Don't you have a gaming computer?
I got this guy.
Yeah,
this is it.
Yeah.
Gaming computer is
strong.
Is strong. Yeah.
Okay.
It was sort of labeled as that, and has not necessarily performed quite
gotcha.
That way.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to. I'll
at one time, it probably was like very. Close
yeah,
to
I,
top
I can play.
Line.
I can play Borderlands 2 on it, you know, smoothly.
Yeah.
I haven't
yeah.
tried playing 3 yet, though. You know, I also, man, I don't know why this is a weird little quadrant of my like video game brain, but I just am so much slower to play games on my PC than I am on Switch.
Yeah,
because
part of
it, you take Switch
on
with
the couch.
Me, but it's that yeah. I already spend so much time of my life sitting in my office chair. And looking at this computer screen, and it's almost always work-based. I don't even like watching, like, whenever, God, by the way, the bleeping Royals are so hard to literally watch, literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
But, like, they're literally so difficult to watch.
To get on your screen of choice.
To get on a screen functionally, it's ridiculously difficult. Where my workaround for the MLB app has had some hiccups in it now. It's just all, it all stinks. But, like, I don't like setting up. I love my setup for work, but I don't want that to also be my, like, leisure setup. And so I'm way more likely to go play the Switch on the TV in the basement or have it in handheld mode and watch the Great British Bake Off, you know?
I really enjoy my PlayStation 5, and I'm the one thing I really want to do is get the headsets. And you can do this with any of them, but I do want to get the PlayStation 5 one that has the 3D audio. Because especially some of the new games have that 3D audio thing.
Yeah.
But what's really cool is, and I've tried it out with the headphones, is that this isn't necessarily anything like crazy or new, but it's just I can plug the headset into the controller, especially if my roommate's sleeping or working, and now all the sound is just going through the headset.
Yeah,
right?
That's great.
And now the nice thing I think about the if you get the PS5 ones, it can connect to the. I don't have to directly plug it into the controller. It connects through Bluetooth to the system, and that way it just. But there's something about the Switch and just being able to take it just anywhere.
Even if it's 4 feet from the couch,
yeah,
or from the
like
TV to the couch.
It's gotten to the point where it's so hard for me to play games that aren't on the Switch.
Yeah,
because I need that kind of versatility to a degree, right? I need that ability. Now there are times where I'm laying in bed and I have it docked and I'm playing it like a normal console, but it's like I was here an hour before the show playing it in the office, you know, because it's just like having
the versatility, the portability.
That's what I was wanting. Yeah, like it's so nice. And I have a gaming laptop that handles games great. That like when I play old PlayStation 2 games on it, like look visually stunning compared to like what PlayStation 2 games should look. But again, it's just like I have to sit at a desk to do that. Like I can't just go anywhere like I can with my Switch.
I need a point of order from something from the first hour that I'd like to correct here. Michael Porter Jr. is questionable for the game tomorrow with lower back tightness. He was added to the injury report sometime today.
Gotcha.
Lower back tightness.
Well, the update
questionable.
The current update was, quote, he is good to go for game two. Speaking about the Nuggets, though, I think I meant to bring this up to both you and Beards. And my guess is Beards knows this. You maybe know this. Have you ever seen, like, you know how, like, obviously when a draft is going on, and this happens throughout various drafts, well, sometimes later in the draft you go to a commercial. And so you don't necessarily, like, right, first round, you see
this
the breakdown.
There's something Jokic-related that I it saw is. Today, but I did not fully process this information.
It is. So, like, in the first round, you see the breakdown of every player, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in the NFL, you see that probably for all the second, third round picks. Especially you get to day three, picks are happening.
Yeah, announced picks.
Picks are happening during commercials, right? Like,
and they're talking to Mel Kiper.
Yeah.
It's
kind of the same one with the NBA. First round, you're breaking down everything, right? And maybe even early second round. But as you get into the farther into that second round,
once it gets like 45,
you're missing stuff. I'll retweet the video so that you can see it. And it's also great because a sponsor has jumped in on it.
Oh, excellent.
I just retweeted it.
Yes, I see this.
And as Nikola Jokic is being drafted, a Taco Bell commercial is happening, and the whole thing is just about it's a burrito of some sort. I forget which burrito. I'm going through, so I should know in a second. It's the quesarito.
I was gonna say I saw quesarito trending today.
The new quesarito. So
not a good food item. Go ahead, Rudy.
Your current NBA MVP. When his pick was announced, a Taco Bell quesarito commercial was playing on ESPN.
And not even just that. So the commercial is playing and current selection, and then this lady holds a burrito in front of a quesadilla.
Yep.
And then it morphs into a quesarito. She takes a bite. Nikola Jokic's name comes up. His name is still just sitting there while someone in this commercial, presumably a chef of some sort, picks up a burrito that is not fully closed at the end, by the way, picks up a burrito, sits it on top of a tortilla covered in shredded melted cheese, rolls that sucker up, and then it shifts to Jokic's stats from Serbia.
Yep. And Taco Bell getting in on this action. Like, he's the number one pick in our books. Like, that's just... Like, if Taco Bell and Nikola Jokic don't have some sort of deal this offseason, like, Taco Bell, you're just doing it wrong.
Also...
You have to throw... He's the perfect image for you. Taco Bell, give him the bag.
If you have a better answer, you tell me, but... What NBA player connotes Taco Bell more than Nikola Jokic?
Are we serious? 30 seconds left.
I know.
Are you forgetting?
Yeah.
The obvious one?
Yeah, he plays for the Celtics.
Taco Fall.
No, that's not as good.
It's pretty good, though.
Nah.
I said what NBA player connotes Taco Bell.
Taco Fall's in shape.
Quick, give me a player with a last name Bell.
Jordan Bell.
Taco Fall and Jordan Bell endorsement deal. They should Subway has like dueling players in their commercials. Give Jordan Bell and Taco Fall and Nikola Jokic all their own commercials.
You are listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.